Lecture 7, Dark Age and Archaic Greece.
Hello again, and welcome to the 7th of our lectures on the foundations of Western civilization. In the last lecture, we introduced the Greek world, particularly the earliest stages of the Greek world, the world of the Mycenaeans, and before them, the world of the Minoans. In this lecture, we're going to turn to the period that followed the Mycenaeans. Roughly speaking, we'll be talking about the period from 1200 BC on down to something like 550 BC. We're going to go through two periods that scholars call the Greek Dark Ages and the Greek Archaic Period. Now, it's very important to say, in other words, that Greek glory did not rise in a straight line from the Mycenaeans to the world of Pericles and Plato. There were a few bumps in the road along the way. And today, we're going to drive over, carefully, some of those bumps. Now, between about 1200 and about 1100, there's considerable evidence in the Greek world for widespread destruction of a number of the major Mycenaean sites. One of the things that happens when buildings burn, even if later on they are rebuilt or even if earth covers them over, archaeologists can dig down and find burn levels in the stone. So this is one of the ways that we discover when there has been widespread destruction. We could, on occasion, get fooled by just a fire that was incidental or coincidental, but generally it shows us destruction. And we find a lot of evidence for this in the Greek world after about 1200. In other words, really after the Trojan Wars. Now, this implies something interesting, or permits us again an inference, you see. We talked much about inference in the last couple of lectures. It may very well be that whatever we think of the Trojan Wars as having been, remember I said it was kind of a grotty little trade war, probably, but it may have come at the end of a long period of contention. And it may very well be that the Mycenaeans spent themselves in this long period of contention. So a bit like, for example, the Egyptians and the Hittites, simply wearing each other out over a period of time and then entering on a kind of a long decline, there may have been some decline in the Greek world occasioned by these struggles that had that come to represent themselves for us so vividly in the Iliad.